Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes. This is Carl Shinneman, Director of Legal Analytics and Review at Chernov. And today we've got a very special show. I'm the guest. August is a vacation month, apparently, in eDiscovery, at least the last 2 weeks of August. And it's been a little challenging getting other people around the country to be able to stay and do shows that you know, do the vacations or whatnot. So I thought I would take a moment to reflect on coming up on our 50th show with ESI Bytes and maybe offer a couple tips on how I use the show with my eDiscovery practice. So, you know, the first question I would have for myself is, you know, Carl, how would you use ESI Bytes to help your eDiscovery practice? And the truth of the matter is I do listen to these shows fairly frequently after I record them. And the reason is the guests are so varied and really represent a cross-section of some of the leading thought leaders in the field. You can't help but learn new ideas from these shows. But we're all real busy in the field. So what I find very useful is you can download the shows onto an iPod. I mean, you can listen to them on your computer, and that's great, but that's really fairly limiting. And there's no reason with a PDA why you can't take the show with you. In fact, I mean, I have every show that's been recorded on my iPod, and I can scroll through it at any time and listen to various topics. So if you're in an airport or you're driving, I mean, these are the times I like to listen to the show. And I'm not being egotistical. It's not to listen to myself. It really is to learn and continue to stay current. So with the indexing, it really has turned into a portable library of all sorts of issues across the eDiscovery spectrum of services. Another question I'd like to ask myself, or people have asked me, is why did I start ESI Bytes? And you know, the reason for that is I had been doing broadcasts for BNA as sort of a side thing for a while. I enjoyed doing them when I owned a business in eDiscovery that was on the staffing side, and I also created this board game called Discovery Land. So I had a bunch of friends, 50 or so, within the field that had given me tips for this board game. And in about 2007, I took a year off, sort of a sabbatical year, to mess around with a virtual law firm model I'd come up with. And while doing that, I did about 40 podcasts on making law easy. And I learned how to do podcasts. So when I decided to get back into eDiscovery, you know, I had a list of speakers already and the tools to do this, and I thought, this is perfect. You know, you don't have to fly out to a large city. You can listen to experts from anywhere. And it's basically bringing the D.C., New York, Chicago eDiscovery circuit to everyone's doorstep. And that's been the goal of ESI Bytes. And I think from the comments that we're hitting that one pretty well. So. Why did we change the website? We just changed the website. And, you know, there's a reason for that. First, the concept was just to get content up there, good content. And then once we realized this was a really good show and useful, we decided it deserved the facelift to make it look you know, more professional and easier to navigate. And you know, working at a technology company, Chernov, we had a whole bunch of technologists who were talented that could execute this pretty quickly. So that's why we did it, and I hope everyone likes the new look. There's certainly more pictures, and I think it's easier to find shows. I hope so. What are some ideas for the future for ESI Bytes? Well, this is meant to be a collaborative show, and you know, that's one of the strengths is the ability to have all these different speakers from around the country talk. And I would like to make this a little bit more like a blog so that people can comment on shows. And one of the challenges is once you do a show, if people comment on the actual show, it disappears. You know, it doesn't have a life once we do the next show. So it's hard to start a conversation. But I'd like to do something with social media, sort of combining Twitter and you know, comments area on the site, where people through a number of different mediums could comment back and forth on different issues. And that would be sort of like ESI Bytes 3.0. Future shows. Hey, I think there's no problem coming up with show ideas, but given the fact that the field has so much growth still to do, you know, it's analogized to the Wild West of law. But I love it when people send me emails with ideas about shows or ideas of speakers. I'm not shy. I'm happy to pick up the phone and reach out to someone to ask them if they'd be a speaker. And if there's someone that you'd really like to hear, let me know. Or if you've been to a CLE and someone has given a great presentation, let me know this. And I'm happy to reach out and ask that person if they'd like to do a show. Most people seem to like doing these shows. But you know, I would love to have, you know, the listeners help in this regard as well. Then we can get even more good speakers. Just email me at kas@jernov.com. Sort of running out of questions here that I have for myself. But if I were to, someone were to ask me what I was proudest of ESI Bytes at this point, coming up on 50 shows, I'd say the guests that we've attracted is number one. It really makes me feel good when I talk to someone about doing a show and they say, hey, I looked at the list of speakers and these are all my friends. I'd love to do a show with you. It just means that we really have hit a core of some of the leading thought leaders, and that's the power of the show. But there's also a regional aspect of ESI Bytes that I like that I don't want to be lost. There is a difference between large market e-discovery and regional e-discovery. And, you know, a very prominent national speaker based in Ohio was reflecting on this. We were talking recently about it. And he said that, you know, the people and the concerns of the companies and lawyers in Cincinnati, where this person's based, is different from what they talk about on the national scene. And I think we've been able to capture some of that. We've had speakers from Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Denver, Orlando, a number of other smaller markets, and yeah, I'd like this to be a voice for regional as well as national expertise. You know, the last thing I've been most happiest about is certainly the support we've gotten from some of the judges on the show. I mean, it's just really gratifying to have Judge Facciola, Judge Grimm, Judge Shindlin, you know, people whose opinions you know, we read over and over again and look up to agree to do the show you know, over and over again. So. Last question, you know, where do I see, you know, how long will we do this for? And I don't have a time limit on this. You know, I'd like to be doing this for hundreds and hundreds of shows. As I said, eDiscovery is the Wild West. There's no reason why this show can't continue indefinitely. You know, I think I've got at least 40 more years to live if I eat right and stay of sound mind. There's no reason why this can't continue as long as there's something to talk about. So, you know, those are sort of my views on ESI Bytes, but I would love to have a dialogue with more of the listeners that's captured online, and you know, look forward to doing more of these shows. So thanks for listening to the filler show so that we got something up this week, and please let me know if you like the new website, new look, or if there's anything else that you would like us to change. You know, my goal is to be responsive with this. That's basically it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And, you know, if you want to see more shows on ESI Bytes, I'd invite you to visit www.esibytes.com for a complete list of shows. And remember, as we all say here at ESI Bytes, to come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI bites you back. Thanks again, and have a nice day.